down here till I get ready or something.
Ready for you, where are you?
Oh, I see what you mean. Don't get in any hurry, I'll wait for you. I'll wait on you. Wait on you. Wait on me at the corner. Wait on me at the Y. Wait on me.
If you've got something around, you know, we're just taking up room. You say, why don't we
get rid of it? Mm-hmm. I don't want to get rid of it.
And if a vacuum cleaner salesman comes to the door and gets inside and starts demonstrating these things, and your wife calls you in and says, why are you keeping the man here? You might say, I'm not keeping him here. I'm trying to
get rid of him.
Let's say you've been corresponding with someone regularly. You write him once a week, he writes you the next week. Let's say a week has gone by and you've forgotten to do this. What would your wife ask you?
Why didn't you write?
Well, she doesn't know if you have or not.
Have you wrote him?
Mm-hmm. Because he expects
an answer.
Uh-huh. And you do write to him, and you put the letter in an envelope, a blank envelope, and say, I've forgotten where he lives, so will you?
Address it for me. But now, Kate's mother will say, back it. Back it. That means on the back of the envelope you put the name and address and everything.
Oh.
And my dad used that expression, back it. And would you back this letter for me? I've heard that used a lot.
Well, I didn't
hear
it. That's the first time I've gotten
that. It is. On the back is to write the name and address and return address and all on it. But she uses that a lot. And my dad did.
Let's say someone asks if he can do something and you don't particularly care one way or other, so you say, oh sure, you can do it
if you want to.
Let's see, this is Monday on, was it last Tuesday? Did you say last Tuesday this interview
began?
A boy in school who tells the teacher when somebody does something wrong.
Tattletale.
What does he do?
Snitches. The more moderns would say squawks.
Perhaps at one time or other you started out the door when it was raining and your wife handed you your raincoat and put it on your arm and she said, don't do that, you stand right here and if you're going out in the rain, before you go out there, make sure that you
put it on.
When they're preparing to put new surface on a road, they go over it with those machines that pulverize the surface, and you'd say the road is all
torn up.
Mm-hmm.